Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood overstimulation survival guide. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your to-do list is longer than your attention span? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies being busy, hustling, and never stopping. But guess what? You deserve a break. And the best part is, self-care doesn't have to break the bank. Today, we're diving into how to practice self-care on a budget, because taking care of yourself shouldn't be a luxury reserved for the rich and famous. We're talking practical tips, real-life hacks, and strategies you can implement right away. Think of it as a mental and emotional spa day without the fancy robes or overpriced cucumber water. Ready to tap out of overstimulation and recharge on a dime? Let's do this. First things first, remember that self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing your well-being in all areas of life, physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual. Think of it as investing in yourself, because a happy, healthy you is a more productive, fulfilled you. Number one, ditch the "I don't have time" excuse. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for hours, but somehow can't find time to meditate or go for a walk? That's a myth. Small pockets of time throughout the day add up. 5 minutes of deep breathing exercises while you wait for your coffee to brew? Bam. Mini self-care win. Next up, embrace free activities. Think nature walks, park hangs, bike rides, or even dancing in your living room. No judgment here. You don't need a fancy gym membership or expensive classes to move your body and get those endorphins flowing. Remember, sometimes the best therapy is just fresh air and sunshine. Number three, listen to your inner voice. Seriously, what does your soul crave? A good book, a hot bath, spending time with loved ones, or even just some quiet time alone? Don't ignore those cues. They're telling you something important about what you need. Now, let's talk about that budget thing. You don't have to spend a fortune on fancy spa days or organic kale smoothies. Look for affordable alternatives. Borrow books from the library instead of buying them. Try cooking at home more often. You'll save money and eat healthier. And treat yourself to small indulgences, like a cup of your favorite coffee or a new playlist, that don't break the bank. Finally, remember that self-care isn't a one-time event, it's a lifestyle. It's about making conscious choices every day to nourish your mind, body, and soul. And you know what? It gets easier with practice. Ever get overwhelmed by work deadlines, social commitments, or just the general chaos of life? Imagine this. You're drowning in emails, texts are blowing up, and your to-do list seems to grow longer by the minute. Sound familiar? That's overstimulation overload. But what if I told you there's a way to escape that feeling and find some peace amidst the pandemonium? It all starts with recognizing those early warning signs, the racing thoughts, the increased anxiety, the constant fatigue. Maybe you snap at people more easily, or find it hard to focus on anything. This is where self-care comes in as your superhero sidekick. Remember that feeling after a good night's sleep or a delicious meal? That's self-care in action, replenishing your energy and resetting your mental state. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put 100 miles on a car without giving it a break, right? Your mind and body are no different. They need time to recharge and refuel. So, ditch the guilt and prioritize those moments of self-care, even if it's just 10 minutes of quiet reading or a quick walk around the block. Okay, let's bring this back to reality. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You're stressed out, your sleep is suffering, and you feel like you're running on empty. What do you do? You could try drowning your worries in caffeine or working late into the night, but that's a recipe for burnout. Instead, why not take a different approach? Plan a relaxing bath with essential oils before bed, go for a walk in nature during your lunch break, or listen to calming music while you work. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in your overall well-being and performance. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being and allow you to show up as the best version of yourself. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little self-care boost too. Let's spread the love and create a world where everyone feels empowered to take care of themselves. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and remember, you deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.